No, it is here. Don't even show up. Yeah. It is here. Good. Very nice. Half of stage there, of the other one. Okay, we are in Ikeles Amusa. Ashrei Matev Rekeinu. Now you were afraid that we had a patch. No, we don't have a patch. Right, though. Ato, B'chol Oifanim. Oh, we have that? There we are. That's right. Good. We saw it only once. We'll see it again. Al tidak. Nasim al evel is boinim binyan abchir averes. V'nire kishtayim heine besugeyim. There are two suge averes. O'achas nebaz mi'atayba anifortzo le'oiv orav l'shaytay. That you want the order of sight, hot today, man. Wet and hot and stick. You know? We can't say it bad in English without having a maskam, you know? That's a tell to the sasa. No? Let's go.
Thank you.
Okay? So. That's like when Rabbi Eliezer spoke about himself and said that I am smoking by day, even though I know that by night my lungs will hurt. I still smoke by day.
Took by himself?
Yes, of course. Do you think? Okay. Right, that's what he said, yeah? Okay. He was a smoker, heavy smoker. I was hurting, but he still smokes. Good. So, you know, that's an undigestible thing, you know. Undigestible for now. Someone which is brought up like him, you know. This square brought up, you know. How do we explain that? Of Desla, what is going on? That's what he said, okay? I enjoy that. I enjoy your face, you know. I enjoy this outstanding question mark, you know. Matomer! That's what he said, okay? Okay? אם כימור את יער החיילה, אם צודם רוצה גם מה, גם בעניון העולם. חייש הסוכל ובפרט החיילה לחוש השכלוי, יהיה הבלכתב לך על עשר עורב לחיקוי, וישכח כי זה יביאני על המחל או נפרוצו. הצעית יול איט, when you have a disease like me, when you have sugar, then you eat sugar, and even though you'll be in troubles. I know a lot of people like this. Yeah? You know them? Okay. וכך אומר חזל, איזה חוכמה רואה איזה נולד. ומה עם החזל, אין צויית, אין עוד אוי ברווירה, אלא אם כן נכנס ברוח שטוס. That means that you are not 100% under your seichel. Okay? וזה כל האומר להודם לעבידוס יסבור, לחשב ולסבור את הביר הזה השם בפחת עונשי על ידי ספרי המוסר והגוד את חזל, עד אשר באוזנו ישמע כמעט באינוב ירא, הוא נשארון בקמוס ואיכוס נצב נגד אינוב. כמה עם החזל, Then you're a dying, there's all the lee kosher, what in the kolodom, the shaman pegarom in Averis Hamuris, Kilo Gen Psuchom Tachtos, I'm Herav Al Tavoy. Yeah, to the Maroishoi, Herav Gen Psuchom Tachtos, Vim Koyas, the Odom, and the Vovi Yomi, you show her off Roy. So, you have to think about the Pachad Onchim. The point of here is this is the problem. We spoke about that. The problem is that it's not so easy to make the oynes tovo a thing which is scaring me. Yeah, it's a scary thing. It's not scaring me. The same thing. Yeah, I really don't understand why it should be different. So you spoke about this, do you want to be rich? And then rich people have depressions because they don't know whether they are validated because of their money or their personality, and that's a very painful thing. People take drugs because of that, or alcohol, or going to depression. Yeah, I know them. So they're very dangerous. So you understand that, but you still think that when you make a lotto and you make the first prize, that it won't hurt you. You still think like this, and you're going to make a lotto. And I'll tell you, but no, most of the people, which they had this lotto, they became or insane or used the money entirely wrong. You know, most of the people. And then immediately they say, yeah, that happened to them, but I will know how to be mistaken with that. That's what you do. Nachon, that is a vikuach I have with people, even with Krevi Mishpocha Meine. I made lotto only once in my life. I wanted to experience that, how that feels, you know. I speak about that and scream about it, so I want to experience that, how that feels. It's like a crazy. It's an absolute crazy, because these dimyonis, which are based on your rotzen, that you want to have money, are unbelievable, you know, unbelievable. And that, for sure you don't see that you will be in troubles. Even though you understand it. So I do not really understand why is it so easy that you will be misboinen in the... In the 1 minute, I have that lean, so that's somewhat important. Mordechai, I'm coming to the curl at 9:20, okay? Sagzund. So. I don't know why he said this. This is a very tangible and a very muchestig. It's not about Gehenim, which is lost love with Malochim and with Madeiris and all different Ruchnis kind of things, you know. It's a very real fear, a very real thing which will not work out. And you are not afraid. You simply go into it and actively go into that shtus, and you'll try to get that money. And you are not thinking, but when I will get the money, I will be insane. You will not think like this. So it's a big difference between that and having, think about Gehenna. I have the Geschmack now, and it's good now, and there will be a Gehenna, but I'm not identifying with that, because I think about that and I accept it, but it's not scaring.
Could that also be rooted in achrayas, or lack of achrayas? Meaning we don't feel achrayas to anything, so we don't feel achrayas to ourselves. So today people have a less of a feeling of achrayas, so... We're always changing jobs, always changing situations, always changing life, we never take. So therefore now Ruchnius also, meaning Amol, in Stam Oilam Hazeh, there was a more of an Acharayas.
Do you think there was no lottery going on once, but there were no Mesachki Bekubius in the middle of the Yerid, which took all of your money and you still went there? You think that wasn't there? Exactly the same thing. That's exactly the same. You told the guy, you know, you see that Masachi Bekubi, the one which is, you know, and he makes you believe, it only makes you believe that you'll win, but in the end they'll steal all of your money.
To the same degree, you had more to lose then. I mean, today, for $2, you buy a ticket. And you
but it's, then it was less, it was a less achreisig, because you lost all of your money. You put all your zahav in there, you know, which is exactly the same thing. When you look from outside, then you tell them, no, they are not noichlim. But when you are going into that shtus, then you'll do it. And don't think about that. He'll take all of your money. All of the same. So it's not so easy to be misboinen and to have pachat. Even Rabbi Shlomo, this is the demon, I don't know.
He's not focusing so much on the pull of the taiva, but more of our lack of hakara or not being machshuv. Side of the onesh, the metzias of an onesh.
That's what he seems like. But beforehand, he says the demon makes that unreal. So don't really escape that now. It sounds like easy. You have to, for sure, that state. So you have the taiva, and then you think about the musa, and then that will help you to keep off. But that was the hadom for the girls and musa. That doesn't work so quickly. Yeah? Because all other things. Okay? Weiter. Okay, in Rabbi Ross Odom und Boretz, ein Dörrisch mit Zettig, wenn Maske bei Jiras Hashem, wie Kfeuer Itim ist Dures bei Omer La Jira. Yeah, okay, so that's the only way that you can get out of that. You will have
a Einish, and now you have, now you have to be omel on that. So that's what he already says. Now, in order to make that happen, that you will be mizboinen. So perhaps this is this, that what he's saying. Why do you have to have omel a year? You have to have the mudaut of year, not the omel a year. What is the omel a year about? You know,
you have to have omel there. Why do you have omel?
Why do you have omel? You don't need any omel. So the Talmud says, no, you need an omel. And you need an omel out of a very simple thing. You need an omel because you have, because the idea alone doesn't do it the way we spoke. And the idea alone doesn't do it. Only the omel. And you need this omel in order to make that happen, that it will scare you. And you have to be make och and rabbo on the ball, it's ein deures per tzedek, the maskil be yiras Hashem. The kvoya itim zduris ba omal ayira, that's a learning musa. The dal little is made tvune, me amuna hanichbo, o musteteres ba machboya aleiv, that you should take out the made tvuno from this emune of Scharwoinish, L'archivo, L'sado, L'osses L'toike V'ois, that you have to be Marchiv, and that's the whole work, that's the whole work of learning Mutzah. You have to be Marchiv, L'sado, L'osses L'toike V'ois, L'ossim Amisro Al Shichmo, that you are making that Yire, that the Yire should be the guiding force. L'imshal Ala Yivorim L'Val Yifrutsu Gidro, that would have to be that this Yireh would make that your Eivorim are doing the right thing. That would have to be the learning. The Musa Marchiv this, take out of this Emunah Merachefes Bonu Shalakim Shoifetu, you take out of that and you make it broader in order you should be affected by it. Yeah.
He talks about that the Ikar Limud should be Yireh Oinesh Begodl Bekamos Vaichus. Even in yeshivas where we're taught to learn Musa, but more often learning Musa is Yisrael than the Rashi's Chochmah. It sounds like...
We are not learning like Rabbi Sal. Never. We don't learn Musa on a special level in yeshivas. We learn in yeshivas, we learn in a different way. That's Michal Yudzai. Uh-huh. We learn in a different way. We have another way to learn. Not the way Rabbi Sal wants it. Yeah? We don't most much sure what Rabbi Sal says, but never mind. Okay, let's see. רכיב הסעדו, לא יש לו תקף ואוי, זו עושים המיסר השיח מעלים שזהו סוג השני. And now, why don't you do it? Why don't you be מרחיב this year till it will make a רושם on you? Why not? זהו הסוג השני. תוקף הזה הדובר לא ימוצרנו בעניוני אוילו. אין איש שצורס מרחב ואיזמרו פורנוף. אשר ייגח לי אי סלח שמחשובס לינות סלמרם. Yeah. Now again, unclear. 1 minute. There is Tzores Baracha for Yismul Pornov. But when you have it in Oilam Hazeh, the Tzores which are Baracha for Yismul Pornov, this is scary. You have to do that Tzores Baracha for Yismul Pornov like in the lottery, like in being rich. Like in all these tziurim, you have exactly the same thing. You have the tzoras which will come along with that, and you know it will come along with that, and you still go for it. So why not? Why is that demon not enough? There was a demon there, which the demon makes that you don't feel that. So even that the tzoras are there, but you don't feel them. Over here too, the tzoras are there, but you don't feel it. So why do you have to be machadesh a new thing? The dugmas gezei loy motzino bo oilom. Motzino bo oilom vod ech. Only you don't find in the world that there will be tzores which are it's the same thing. Arye Khan, you are leading a thing which is like called a yeshiva. Good.
Ruben Katz, you are leading a thing which is even difficult to be called a yeshiva, okay? Good. And you are in a place which is called the yeshiva, but there are, wait, I don't know who is there, I don't know where you are. So you have people which are taking pot or grass or things like this? For sure you have, yeah, Eloma. When not, then you are a modern yeshiva. Actually, you're a modern place. Okay, you do have, because that's what is. So, do you know what these drugs do? They do exactly what we described what demon does. Exactly that thing. That means you're not afraid of the osit avadai, because the emotional load from that future, which is definitely there, is gone. It's simply not there. Even though you understand, you do understand, intellectually you would be able to understand, you would have to have a discussion with the guy, and the guy which is just after smoking a thing like this, the guy is not speaking shtuyot. He is not. You can have a discussion with him. It's a little bit difficult, but you can have a discussion with him. And you could have a discussion with him about the future, what will be. And he will say things that the future will be, there will be difficulties there, or whatever it is. He will say that. And he'll be engaging with your discussion. But you won't feel anything. Because he's now caught in that the emotional load of such things isn't there. Because that's what the drug does. Yeah? The drug doesn't really alter your thought process so much. It alters the emotional load of what the thoughts are. Yeah?
It's overwhelming with the emotional feeling from now, or it's decreasing my sensitivity to the future?
I think it's decreasing the sensitivity to the future. I'm not sure. I never dealt with drugs. But it is a disaster. It is a disaster thing, because in the end you don't have a discussion with a person. You do not have. There is no person there to work with. Because it's all but fine and all good. And then the guy will say, yeah, we have to feel happy and we have to be connected and the emunah will do everything. And then, no, the emunah doesn't do anything and the happiness doesn't do anything and nothing does anything because it doesn't work. And it's even the osit which is in front of your nose, you know. So this disconnection of the emotion is a very disastrous thing. And we don't have to run to drugs to do that. We have in a less poignant way, we have that with us, with all these dimyoines which are depriving us from feeling what's uncomfortable. You know, we don't feel what is uncomfortable. We know it, but we don't feel it. We don't feel that. So why Rabbi Yisrael has to say that there is nothing. There's a tzolos maracha vois mul ponov and any somale. For sure, there is like this. It's only there is nothing like this when the tzolos are driving you crazy. That means they are emotionally loaded well. Yeah? They are fearful. And you are afraid. And there is nothing like this in the Royal Mazay when you are afraid that you don't react. There's nothing like this. There's no. That's what all this OCD is about, that you have, or even when you're afraid from the Mioinus, you react. You always react on fear. Yeah? That's very much built in. That you react on fear. There's a tzore and you're afraid and you react. And now the Rebbe says no, but over here there's a tzore and you should be afraid, but you don't react. That's a wachatuma. The reaction of fear is a very intrinsic thing in the person. Yeah? That's not the thing you have to work on. This you share with all of the animal kingdom. Good. Now he will get mad. You know. You got all the animal kingdom, you share that, you know. Fear of, that's what Mr. Jean says, and you are not poireach. So by me, after I learned Rabbi Yisrael with the Dimian in the beginning, for me it's very, very simple that I'm not poireach, because I have a Dimian, and it's not emotionally loaded. Yeah? It is also the big question by the Mercedes Shore. I am built in that way that I should not be afraid in an instinctive way, otherwise I have no prira. So what does he want? That I'm worse than the behemoth. No, I know that's what I am built, and the behemoth is not built. You know, you can't say I'm worse than a cheetah, that I can't run so quickly as a cheetah, because that's the way cheetah is built, and I'm not built like this. I'm not filled with this instinct because the Boreolim wanted me to have Bechira. Yeah, there, by the Messiah Shor. Over here too. You are afraid, but no, I'm not afraid. I'm not have to work on that to be afraid. That's what he himself says. That you have to take this Tvuno and make it be mashpia on you, because the Tvuno is only Marachepes Bono. It's not really present in my brain. So what's the big deal that you say? But in the Dugmayanam, I say, we don't find, yeah, for sure we find things which are not yet in your emotional realm, are not making you work.
No, I understand when he says Bo'ilam in terms of something which is tangibly happening, not something which is a dimyum which could. If a person is working and they go to the doctor and he shows him the graph, the tzilum of his lungs, and he sees that he's dying, so that's something which is more physically tangible, it's not a dimyum anymore.
And he still smokes. That's what Rabbi Rav Dessel said. I know that this is unhealthy and they still smoke. By night it will be unhealthy and they still smoke.
The pain is not in the sense that it's like he says, Merachav is Mupanov is
that. Well, I mean, do you really think that when it says smoking kills on every package, that helps something or they smoke more?
No, I'm saying when you.
Do they smoke more or less?
More.
More. Yes.
So I'm talking about when a person goes to the doctor and he sees him, he sees himself. I'm saying that's still dimyun. When you see something in Metzius, that's very different.
How do you see Gehenna in Metzius?
That's the point. I'm saying that's what that's.
No, and you would see
that we have to make that into Metzius.
But we don't work on that. And such a taiva is not in Olam Hazeh. Was raised a cop. God's full from them. The whole Olam Hazeh is full from that. That we are smoking, and we are dying, and we are eating all these chemicals, and we are getting sick from them, and we eat them further. And no one is working on that. That he should go to an institution which helps him to avoid food coloring and sugar and all these things. No one does it. But everyone knows it, and no one does it. Why? The obese America, you know, America which is so fat, you know, and it's a disease, and it is a dangerous disease. It's dangerous what's going on, yeah? But no one does it, so what's the big deal? The Rabbi Solov said, but I don't know, I'm not seeing you. I mean, what's that? It's a cold palm.
Well, he says it's two sugim. He says the first sugim is when the taiva is mastered. That's, and he brings example of people who eat with things they know is unhealthy.
That's right.
And then he says there's a suga sheni, which I'm not really understanding what it is, but dugmas, the suga sheni lo matan boi lo mazeh. What's the difference between the suga rishon and the suga sheni? What's he saying?
I don't know. I should tell this maracha for his mulponov. I don't know. That's my question.
The lack of initiative to the amal, that's what this.
Hey, Nisha Cholos Baracha Boys Mupolov. That means, let's say beforehand, the way you ask, Morot Yahra, you know? So that's not Mulponov. That's far. That's all the law said. Mulponov means it's now there. Mm-hmm. So who tells you Gehenna is now there? Only when you work. And you don't do the work. Yeah, for sure I don't do it. Why should I do the work? What is the difference between that even though Moloti Abachro, you know, he does it because the time is traded. And over here says, no. This song is on Maracha for Ismul Pono. What says Maracha for Ismul Pono? That is the one there. See, you know, you have a list. I do understand that.
He goes on to say, it is in Kamen Taiva Siboso, and a Taiva Siboso, by smoking, he understands that the Taiva alone is enough. Yeah, he says, can't be that the taiva alone is enough.
What is that sufficient?
The lack of learning Musur, being trying to be, the lack of trying to be machshir of these things, maybe?
Yeah, but why should be, why is that?
Why is it mupanov?
Why is that more part of? Why do you say Ba'im HaZedim and then Matzano? Matzano what Matzano, no?
Right.
No, and everyone
the
has
people
his
that smoke still smoke.
They still eat bad. Yeah, and right. Even though the information is available and they can learn it and they can be machazik that seichel and being making that they should not smoke, they still smoke, they still eat. Something over there, lacking over here, that's right.
By animals, you don't see that. An animal wouldn't do a decision. If he would have the hakara that is bad, he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it. That's what the Rav Chal says. What they do. But what is that, these two things? Okay, you know what? I have to run because there is the last day, my day, last day in the kill, and there are a lot of people which want to come because Neventzal closed down his kill. And now everyone of Neventzal, which is 19 alive, wants to be miscovered in my kill, you know. And you can't have 90 people in two spots, you know, that doesn't go.
Well, why did he close it down?
Close Chetzi down. I don't know. What shall I do? It is, it's not, you can't always, of the young light. Okay, I don't want to be Machlitz, only when I finish, I close. So that will be only next month.